Here is another feature from NPR's Life in Berlin series. On the grounds of a sports park in Moabit is the emergency refugee shelter of the Berliner Stadtmission. Surrounded by trees, the only sounds come from the nearby tennis court and a soccer field. A handful of people wait in front of what looks like a bubble, a huge air-supported structure.
One has never been sheltered refugees in an air-inflated structure. So what we try to focus on very much is that we have a welcoming culture in terms of both the interior and the work that we do.
Matthias Hamann manages the pilot project. The air-inflated shelter houses up to 300 people. Unlike a large tent or a sports hall, there is some privacy. Different modular cabins divide the space into private and public. Each sleeping cabin accommodates 6 people. There's a playground. Messages on a wall divider point to special activities, like a women's group or drawing sessions for kids. This Friday evening seems pretty mellow, but Hamann explains...
Almost every day is like an emergency day because there are a lot of refugees coming to Berlin and Berlin has not enough shelters for those refugees. But the emergency usually starts later in the evening.
On this day he expects 150 guests. The shelter is not far from the central registration office for asylum seekers known as Lageso. So often, Hamann and his team have to deal with short-notice arrivals.
We have round about 16 full-time positions, and we have 8 interns and 1,300 volunteers. Every day, we have between 15 and 30 volunteers helping us. One can say, actually, without them, we couldn't work.
Although most guests only stay for a few days, integration starts on day one.
So that's why we have everyday German language courses. The refugees have not the right to have language courses during the first month. They can do it, but they have to pay, or there are volunteers who do that.
Outside the shelter, people talk and smoke. I'm introduced to Mustafa. He doesn't want to give his last name. Mustafa is a telecommunication engineer from Aleppo, Syria.
For how long have you been here?
Now it's been 60 days.
And how is that living in this?
To be honest, it's awesome. Because the people here, they are nice, respectful with the people, and they working really, really honestly with us. They do all they can to help us.
Mustafa calls his temporary home Balloon. His asylum process has just started. He doesn't know how long it will take, but for now, he seems comfortable and safe. For NPR Berlin, I'm Monika Müller-Kroll.